The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is a review of the movie Book Club, written by James Berardinelli for realview.net. He gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. It's directed by Bill Holderman. The cast includes Diane Keaton, Alicia Silverstone, Ed Begley Jr., Richard Dreyfuss, Don Johnson, Craig T. Nelson, Andy Garcia, Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, Jane Fonda, and Katie Asselton. Screenplay is by Bill Holderman and Aaron Sims. Its runtime is 1 hour and 44 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for profanity and sexual content, and this is known as a comedy romance. A romantic comedy, any romantic comedy, regardless of the ages, genders, or races of the participants, has 2 primary goals. Generate laughter and give viewers at least a moment of smile-inducing giddiness. It's all about uplifting and delivering on the fantasy of everlasting love. That's why romantic comedies end with kisses and weddings and don't venture into the what happens next territory. Book Club, a conventional rom-com in every way except perhaps one, achieves these goals. There are times when the dialogue is downright insipid. It contains enough wit to provoke frequent chuckles and maybe even a few guffaws. Andy Garcia has a laugh-out-loud one-liner, and the movie quadruples down on the romance element. It also provides evidence that it is indeed possible for 50 Shades of Grey to inspire a watchable motion picture. Once the purview of teens and young adults, the rom-com has aged along with those who sighed longingly at the lighthearted love stories of the 80s and 90s. Rom-coms circa 2018 haven't died off. They have just been reworked for AARP cardholders. Thus far this year, there have been 2 of these, with Book Club following Finding Your Feet. While it's doubtful that anyone under 40 will be attracted to these movies, they aren't angling for that demographic. Unapologetically old-fashioned and even a little corny, these tales of bed-hopping geriatrics and late-in-life lovers argue that the genre doesn't demand youth and perfect sex appeal to work. Age matters in Book Club. In fact, it's the film's prime selling point. Jane Fonda is 80. Diane Keaton and Candace Bergen are 72. Mary Steenburgen, the baby of the bunch, is a mere 65. On the male side, although the men are little more than love interests and supporting characters, Andy Garcia is 62, Don Johnson is 68, Craig T. Nelson is 74, and Richard Dreyfuss is 70. And yes, there's some cougarish behavior going on, but once you're past 60, does anyone notice? Fonda's Type A Vivian is paired with Johnson's boyish Arthur. The pair met 40 years ago, fell in love, then went their separate ways so Vivian could amass a fortune and become a one-night stand kind of woman. Now all of the gin joints in all of the towns in all the world, he walks back into hers. Steenburgen's Carol is married to Craig T. Nelson's Bruce. She wants sex, but he doesn't. Viagra and dancing lessons don't help. What's a woman to do? Candace Bergen's Sharon, a judge, hasn't had sex in 18 years and decides to try online dating. Her first hookup is with Richard Dreyfuss, the character he plays is named George, and while it might not be love at first sight, Sharon soon remembers what she's been missing. Finally, there's Diane Keaton's Diane, a recently widowed woman with helicopter children, one of whom is played by Alicia Silverstone. She meets cute with Andy Garcia's Mitchell, an airline pilot, and soon finds herself flying high while fearing a crash. The thread that binds these four women is their book club. Every month they pick a book to read, and at their next meeting they discuss thoughts and revelations. This time the selection is 50 Shades of Grey, and although the movie misses more than a few easy layups when it comes to pointed satire, it creates an interesting meta situation by featuring Don Johnson, whose daughter Dakota played the often naked female lead in the movie adaptations of 50 Shades of Grey and its two sequels. Thankfully, for those unconvinced that E.L. James is deserving of the Pulitzer, an appreciation of the novels isn't necessary to enjoy Book Club. They're a starting point, not a major plot driver. Like most romantic comedies, the movie works in part because of the appeal of the actors and the chemistry among them. Keaton and Fonda are the female standouts, the latter loud and brassy, and the formerly quietly stylish and charismatic. Nothing surprising there. The unquestioned male champion in this category is, surprisingly, Andy Garcia, who delivers every line with a twinkle in his eye and a smile on his lips. This makes the Keaton-Garcia thread the film's top draw. Of the other three stories, the only one that sputters is Candace Bergen's. The Steenburgen-Nelson coupling is the least conventionally romantic, but in many ways the most real, and it has the best payoff. Little more needs to be said than that Book Club is a romantic comedy with old people. However, just because it stars actors whose salad days were in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, it doesn't mean its charm can't be enjoyed by younger viewers. It offers the same appeal presented by youth-oriented romantic comedies. It won't challenge Deadpool 2 or Avengers Infinity War for a position at the top of the box office charts, but its ability to tickle the funny bone and warm the heart makes it a worthy consideration for consumption by those weary of the early summer's spectacle overdrive. And once again, Mr. Berardinelli gives this movie 3 out of a possible 4 stars. The director, once again, Bill Holderman. List of the stars again, Diane Keaton, Alicia Silverstone, Ed Begley Jr., Richard Dreyfuss, Don Johnson, Craig T. Nelson, Andy Garcia, Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, Jane Fonda, and Katie Asselton. Screenplay by Bill Holderman and Aaron Sims. It runs 1 hour and 44 minutes, and it's rated PG for the profanity and sexual content in this comedy slash romance.